episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This week's episode is about something that we are all very familiar with, but a kind of a different topic for us. We're going to be doing elements trivia. So this is not like the elements of the periodic table. This is the classical elements of like water, fire, earth, air.
Like cartoon show elements.
Yeah, correct. So for those of you joining us for the first time or joining us for the 112th time, we're just going to talk a little bit about how our show works. This show is going to bring you 15 questions of trivia coming at you in three rounds of five questions each. And each round that goes by, the questions are going to get a little tougher. This first round, the questions are the easiest. We call this round...
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go. Question one of elements trivia. What frozen form of water falls from the sky during winter?
Ice.
Well,
snow.
There we go. I was like, uh-oh, question one. Yes, snow is correct. I mean, and there are times where ice does fall from the sky, kind of like sleet or, you know, ice rain, that type of
hail.
Thing. But more than likely, snow is the correct answer that we're looking for.
Hail is ice, rain.
So no two snowflakes are exactly alike. You know that, right?
Yeah.
But do you know that they almost always have six sides? Did you know that?
No.
So it's because of how the water molecules bond together when they freeze that almost all snowflakes will have six sides. Kind of crazy. Question two. What do we call a giant spinning windstorm that touches the ground?
A tornado.
A tornado. Is correct. So yeah, tornadoes, we've been in kind of a version of a tornado, right? You and I and the family when we were at the cottage.
Oh yeah. The tree fell on the house.
Yeah. We actually kind of sat through. We were in a cottage that doesn't have a basement. And so we kind of went to the inside of the house, like with the least amount of windows. And we were in like 100-mile-an-hour winds and a tree fell on the house when we were in it. It was pretty wild stuff, but yeah, everyone's okay. Everyone's good. Kind of lived to tell the story. So yeah, pretty wild. Question three. This man-made product contains one of our elements and you need to blow them out on top of your birthday cake.
Candles?
Candles containing fire is correct. Very good. So the tradition of birthday candles goes back all the way to the ancient Greeks. And they put them on the cakes to try to glow like the moon. That was kind of like the initial. So all the way to the Greeks, they used birthday candles. Pretty wild. Question four. What do trees and plants grow their roots into to get food and stay healthy?
The earth.
The earth. We'll take that answer. That is correct. We're looking more for
soil.
Soil. Yeah, soil is more correct. Now, just one teaspoon of healthy soil contains more living microorganisms than there are people on Earth. Isn't that crazy? How many different things that live within the soil? Kind of makes sense that plants would thrive on it. Question five. What instrument do you blow air into that is famous for being played in Scotland by musicians wearing kilts?
Bagpipes
is correct.
I was thinking, like, I heard, what instrument do you blow to play? And I'm like, 50% 75% of instruments, you need air to blow.
A lot of them. Yep, you're right. That's true. Have you ever seen bagpipes before?
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. Like, normally when you blow into an instrument, you blow air and the air just like makes the instrument go. But what happens is in bagpipes, you fill up the bag and then you use your arm to squeeze the air out of the bag. So you can take breaths while still playing the instrument.
Hmm.
That's what makes the bagpipes really cool. So you're really just blowing as much air as possible all the time. You don't have to blow the air through the phrase or anything like that. Your air is controlled by your arm, which is kind of cool. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round. That's 5 questions in, and Emmett is 5 for 5 and doing great. Hopefully you at home or in the car are doing just as well. We're going to move on to the next round where the questions get a little tougher. We call this round
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question number 6. What gas do plants breathe in from the air that humans breathe out?
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide is correct. So that makes humans and plants like the ultimate team. We kind of give them like all the stuff they need to survive and thrive, and they take that and they give it right back to us and stuff that we need. So it's kind of.
So I think they push out oxygen.
Yep, exactly. That's true. Question 7. What famous superhero team includes a member named the Human Torch who can control fire?
Fantastic Four.
The Fantastic Four is correct. My only experience with the Fantastic Four was the latest movie that we went to go see. You went with us to that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good movie. I kind of enjoyed that one. Did you like that one?
Yeah.
So
good plot twist.
Yeah. Where does the Fantastic Four rank in your like superhero rankings?
3.
Behind?
2. Lego Batman movie.
Oh, okay.
Number 1, like one of the original Batmans.
Okay. So behind the Batman movies. Question number 8. Which popular video game is all about mining blocks of earth and crafting them into tools?
Minecraft.
Minecraft is correct. I kind of put the name of the game in the question. So do you know what the rarest, ore that
Netherite.
You can get? Is that true? Because that's actually not the question, the answer that I've got, but I might believe you.
What is it?
This says emerald.
Can't make armored weapons out of it.
But it just said the most, you kind of jumped in on the question before I answered it or finished it. The rarest naturally occurring ore.
I guess you can't mine netherite.
Yeah. Question 9. What is the name of the deepest known point in the Earth's oceans?
The Mariana Trench.
The Mariana Trench is correct. It's nearly 36,000 feet deep. So they said if you dropped Mount Everest into it, the peak would still be covered by a mile of water. That puts into perspective how low 36,000 feet is. Isn't that nuts?
It's crazy.
It is. It is wild, 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 wild.
That is enough for, I think, rounding, that would be 12 Burj Khalifas.
Yeah. Yeah. Just crazy to think that. Question 10. Which Greek mythological god is famous for ruling the seas and carrying a 3-pronged spear called a trident?
Poseidon.
Poseidon is correct. Do you know the Roman god for that one too?
Mercury.
Almost. It's another planet.
Venus.
Nope.
Saturn.
Nope.
Neptune.
Yes. In Roman myth, Neptune is the same kind of equivalent.
I think Zeus is Pluto.
Is he?
I think so. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know. We can't stand by that one.
Because he is the little brother of all the OG Greek gods.
Sure. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round. Emmett's doing fantastic. But now, folks, we got to warn you. The next five questions are going to be the toughest ones we could find on the internet for the elements trivia. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question 11. In the 2023 Pixar movie Elemental, what are the names of the main fire and water characters who fall in love?
Ashley and Bubble Guy.
Ashley and Bubble Guy are fantastic answers, but very incorrect. We've got representing fire, we have Ember. And then do you remember the water character? It actually sounds like water. His name is
Aquaman.
Nope. His name is Wade. Yes, Wade and Ember.
Dwayne Wade.
That was a good movie. I remember that one. We watched it. Yeah,
we saw it in 3D.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoyed that movie. Question 12. What layer of Earth's atmosphere protects us by absorbing the sun's harmful ultraviolet rays?
The mesosphere.
The mesosphere is incorrect. So the layer of the atmosphere that absorbs the powerful rays is called the ozone layer. The ozone layer. Have you ever heard of that before?
Yeah.
Yeah. So over the course of, you know, humans existing, we've kind of expelled a bunch of stuff up into the atmosphere that's created holes in the ozone layer. And especially in certain areas around like South America and in Africa, there's holes in the ozone layer where the UV rays are very, very, very powerful and can cause some crazy weather effects. But we've kind of hopefully taken some steps to try to eliminate some of those gases that damage the ozone. And hopefully they actually say that we are actually able to heal the ozone layer if we continue to make good choices with good uses of different chemicals and things. Question 13. What famous classical music composer wrote the iconic orchestral piece, The Four Seasons, which includes musical representations of storms and winds?
Don't remember his first name, but it was Vivaldi.
Antonio Vivaldi is correct. Very, very nice. Yep. He wrote poems to go along with the music, so the musicians knew exactly what weather sounds they were supposed to be mimicking too with their different instruments, which is kind of cool. But yeah, one of the most famous pieces ever, The Four Seasons. Have you played any of those yet on piano or anything?
No.
No? I think those will come up soon though. There's some cool versions of those. Question 14. Which 19th century French author wrote the classic adventure sci-fi novel 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea that features Captain Nemo in his advanced submarine, the Nautilus?
I don't know.
Have you heard of the book before?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the famous author of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea not Dwayne Wade. It is Jules Verne. And it's kind of crazy because he predicted many modern technologies in his books long before they were invented, like electric submarines, scuba gear, and like all kinds of other stuff. Okay. He's making a weird gesture where he covers his face and is wiggling his arm at me, which is kind of odd.
It's the scuba thing.
I don't know what that is.
If anyone knows what that is, please
educate the older people around you.
Tell us.
Question 15. What classic rock band released the iconic 1975 album Wish You Were Here, which features a famous cover image of two businessmen shaking hands while one of them is completely on fire?
Was Nirvana around at that time?
Nope, not Nirvana. You have any other guesses?
U2's not that old.
Grandpa loves this band.
Rush.
Oh, Rush is a great guess.
Floyd. Pink Floyd. Locking it in.
Pink Floyd. Coming in clutch, the lad. Pink Floyd is correct. Very good.
He does like Rush, though.
He does like Rush, yes. So, to shoot the cover photo, a stuntman wore like a fire retardant suit underneath a business suit that was actually set on fire. And at one point, the wind blew the wrong way a little bit, and he singed his mustache in taking the picture, which is kind of interesting. That's a little like story behind the scenes. All right, folks. And with that, we come to a close with Elements Trivia. Emmett did a great job, did a really, really good job on that one. We hopefully you enjoyed these ones at home or in the car or wherever you're listening to us. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star review on whatever app you're listening on. Also, you can find us on social media at Dad Lad Trivia on Facebook and on Instagram. Please feel free to send us a DM. Any thoughts on Elements Trivia before we sign off?
Not really.
All right, but you're a man of few words today. Well, thank you so much for tuning in this week and each and every week. We wouldn't do this without your support. So thank you so much, and you have a wonderful rest of your week. Until next time, we'll see you later.